Hey everybody, it's John. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Twitter Verified program today, because yesterday Twitter opened up a form to anybody who wants to apply to become a verified user of Twitter. Now, being verified gives you that little blue checkmark badge next to your username on Twitter, or next to your avatar, actually. And it's never been clear exactly what the program is or how people get picked for it. Yes, celebrities generally have verified status, but once you get below people who are generally known worldwide for something like acting or music or whatever it is, it's very hard to tell why one person is verified and another isn't. I mean, for instance, I follow a lot of podcasters and writers online, and there's really no rhyme or reason as to who is verified and who isn't. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But yesterday, Twitter seemed to signal that they were broadening the program. I think the jury's still out on whether or not they are broadening the program. But to give you an idea of just how small a program it is right now, The Verge said in their article about this yesterday that there are 187,000 verified accounts, but 310 million monthly active users on Twitter. So it is an infinitesimally small piece of the Twitter pie. When they announced this yesterday, all Twitter said was that, and this is from their support page, that, quote, "We approve account types maintained by users in music, acting, fashion, government, politics, religion, journalism, media, sports, business, and other key areas of it, other key interest areas. If you believe your account is of public interest and should be verified, this article outlines information about submitting a request." That's about the extent of the information we got. And I think that that's a missed opportunity. There are a lot of good reasons to verify an account, and one of the important tools that comes along with being verified are anti-harassment tools that you can use to deal with harassment on Twitter. The problem is that it seems as though locking those tools behind a verified status is a problem, because there are a lot of people who are harassed on Twitter who are not celebrities, and they should have access to those tools. So the missed opportunity here to me is that, one, those tools should be broken out from verified status, because reading that description of the support document, it strikes me that what opening this up is about is more about the popularity contest side of being verified than helping people who have been harassed on Twitter. There's really no indication in the documentation, although people are hopeful that by broadening it, these tools will be available to more people who have been harassed on Twitter. There's no indication to me from that description that any such thing is happening. And in fact, when you look at the form itself and what you have to provide to be considered for verified status, all it asks for are up to 5 URLs, a 500-character description of why you should be verified, and a copy of a photo ID. There's nothing in there about whether you've had experience with harassment on Twitter at all. Presumably, the URLs are to help prove who you are and to see that you have some sort of online presence, and the as is the description, and the photo ID is also an identity thing. But nothing in there about harassment at all. So I don't think that that's really what this is, although if it is open more broadly, maybe it'll help by just bringing those tools along to more people, which is good. But I still don't see why they don't just break those tools out and make them available to anybody who's had issues with harassment on Twitter. I think, too, it would be good for Twitter to explain a little more what verified status is and what the goals and purpose of the program are, because on one hand, it kind of feels like a secret society and popularity contest. But on the other, especially if you're running any kind of business that uses Twitter as a marketing channel, it does provide a certain amount of comfort to potential customers who may not be familiar with you or your business, that you are who you say you are, and that you're getting information straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, when you read their account on Twitter. So there is a reason to have verified status, regardless of whether you're a celebrity or you're particularly popular in a particular sphere, but it doesn't seem to date like that is the purpose of the program. It strikes me more as though the program is designed to keep to kind of give a seal of approval as to who Twitter views as is a celebrity and who's not, I guess. Anyway, just some random thoughts on Twitter verified status. I signed up to see. I haven't heard back yet. I am not particularly hopeful. I know Federico did too and has already heard back and got rejected. So I think that sets my expectations very low at this point. In any event, hope everybody has a good day, and I'll be talking to you again soon.